The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. The Los Angeles Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams. He's coming off of a career season, which saw, 76 receptions, 1,100 yards, and he had 9 touchdowns. So I'm curious how you feel about a player like Mike Williams, KP, because I like him. I think he's a talented wide receiver. He's had some injury problems early in his career. And, Justin Herbert just needs weapons. So it seems like it would make sense to just keep weapons that have proven they can put up numbers in the NFL. But I don't know if I view Mike Williams is a guy that, like, you have to keep. It is like a guy that is definitively going to get better and take a huge leap forward if you wind up signing him to a long-term extension or franchise tagging him.
Yeah, it's tough. So, 27 and just coming off a season where he had over 1,100 yards, 9 touchdowns. He's a ball winner down the field. That's perfect for the NFL these days, a guy who can win one-on-one on the outside. But how much of that was Justin Herbert? How much of that was just Herbert putting the ball on the money where Williams had no choice to catch it? I feel like a lot of the highlights, if we were to just pull up a bunch of Mike Williams highlights, the ball is catching him. So I would, if I'm the Chargers, I'm using the money I would pay Mike Williams and investing in my defensive line. That way I can give the ball back to Herbert and actually get off the field on defense. So, yeah, it's tough just because these guys are talented and that there is value. They have value, but a lot of it, when you – the cost and – what you have on the other side, where that money could go elsewhere, it's just tough to justify giving them that money, especially in this case where the Chargers have other needs.
That's something that we talked about with the Chargers too, is that they had a serious lack of speed this season on offense. Like, they had a serious lack of big plays, and Mike Williams is great downfield. Like, when Justin Herbert puts it up, like, he can go up and get it with, I think, some of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Like, he's really, really good at that stuff. But they need more explosion. Like, they need more guys who can legitimately take the top off the defense, because as we saw, like, when Justin Herbert has that, look out. Like, it's going to be another ball game for the Chargers, and they've got to fix that right side of their offensive line. They absolutely have to figure out what they're doing with their defensive line, because we saw their rush defense was just absolutely awful last season. So I think they've got too many holes right now to invest heavily in Mike Williams, and a guy that you're not necessarily convinced that he's a legitimate, like, superstar wide receiver or anything like that, but he is a very good NFL wide receiver who can contribute.
Yeah, like, just think about it. If you're the Chargers, would you rather pay Mike Williams $12 million, or would you rather play MVS $2, $3 million and then pay another defensive tackle who can help you right away? The rest of the money, or just, how you can just pair these deals together. So I think I'm going to take the 2-for-1 if I'm the Chargers, as opposed to Mike Williams, who, yes, talented, but I feel like I can get the same production with whoever I put out there with Justin freaking Herbert.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.